Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Beers and Movies podcast. This is Memo Caracheo, as always, with another episode without Eddie. But I have two new guests who have not been on the podcast before. I got my friends who are Andrea Santisteban.
Hello.
To my left, and to my right, Jorge Sanchez.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And in the background, in case you hear any typing or any commotion, I got Ana Karen, which you all know from, what did we do, Parasite, I think. She was a guest there. And I think...
And let's not forget to mention Pimpon from a fictional character, Mexican fictional character.
We also got, yeah, we also got Pimpon, which is Andreas and Jorge's dog. So if you hear any barking, I'm probably not going to edit it. I like to keep this natural. So what's up, guys? How are you?
I'm good. You know, living life.
Really? That's what you're going to say? Just living life?
Living life, you know. Working.
You can just tell us about your day. Like, it was good?
It was good. Okay. It was good. It was all right.
I mean, it was a pretty good day. Other than just giving buddy bucks to kids.
Jorge works at HB as he's one of the managers, and Andrea here to my left is an accountant, like an accountant. So
yes,
that's what they do. A little background on the guys on the show today. Anyways, today we are doing The Other Guys. The Other Guys, as most of you all, I hope you all have seen it. If you haven't, please watch the fucking movie as soon as you can, because you're going to laugh and it's worth it. 2010 film, released in August of 2010, directed by Adam McKay, which most of you all know. He's a really good director, super smart guy who directed not only The Other Guys, but also Step Brothers. And in more recent times, he also directed Don't Look Up. And not only that, a great cast. Like, we got Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, Eva Mendes, Michael Keaton, The Rock, Samuel L. Jackson. And enough of the movie. Andrea, you just saw this movie recently, right?
Yes, for the first time, yes.
Tell us about the movie. Did you like it? Because you just saw it recently, and it's been out for more than 12 years now.
Yes, it was a good laugh. I really enjoyed the beginning of it, the very first few minutes of it, when Samuel L. Jackson and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are chasing the bad guys. Uh-huh. And they jump off the building thinking they'll survive.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
No. Obviously, we're going to spoil the movie because, yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen the movie, it's on fucking you, man. It's been out for 12 years or going on 12 years.
It's currently on Netflix.
Yes, it's currently on Netflix. So watch it.
Yeah, that was my favorite scene.
But you're missing a part.
But Will Ferrell.
You're missing a part. Hold on. When Samuel Jackson tells The Rock, are you thinking what I'm thinking? It was the other way around.
You're thinking what I'm thinking, partner?
Yes. There's a tree over there and...
Aim for the bushes.
Yes.
Aim for the bushes.
There was no fucking bushes.
There was no bushes.
They never stood a chance.
But you know what I liked about that scene too? The song. We got Foo Fighters in the background.
Yeah.
My Hero. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't know who the
Foo Fighters
are.
That taught us a lesson, though. They got each other's back. Yeah. You go, you go. You stay.
That is true.
I mean, so it's kind of like a Bad Boys thing. We ride together, we die together, and pretty much they died.
They died together.
Yeah, yeah. They're dead. Because, I mean, they're dead. Because I buried them, right?
That's your favorite scene from the movie?
That movie, and then when he's telling the story of how he used to be a bodyguard, but in reality he was just
he was a
pimp.
Yeah. And also, as you all know, well, neither of my buddies here drink beer, but... I'm having a Michelob Ultra, which is, I guess, Jim's favorite beer. Jim from Click, if you heard it. But what are you drinking, Andrea?
I'm drinking a Dos Equis Ranch Water.
George, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Topo Chico.
Topo.
It's a Topo Chico Ranch Water. It's a hard seltzer. It has 4.7 alcohol and only 100 calories, which makes this a great drink.
Oh. We're not sponsored by any of them.
But so. We'd be willing to take any sponsorships.
Yeah. Andrea can handle the details of that. Anyways, so that's your favorite scene. When did you see it?
maybe like a week ago.
Oh shit, you just saw it, Andrea?
Maybe a week or 2 weeks ago. Literally just saw the movie. Yes.
I thought, like, I was expecting like 3 months ago, but
no,
not a week ago.
2 weeks ago, maybe.
No, but I mean, there's something we're leaving out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving out Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
I mean, those guys are pretty wild.
Andrea just told us about her favorite scene. George, what's your favorite scene?
Okay, my favorite scene, I would
or think top one of your favorite scenes. It doesn't have to be like number one, but I mean, I don't know, one that really made you laugh.
I think all the movie makes me laugh, right? I mean, for being quite honest, right?
For obvious reasons.
But the whole tiger and tuna or lion and tuna.
Oh,
that shit just takes it to somewhere else. I mean, Will Ferrell makes it seem like, oh, he's got his shit together,
mm-hmm.
right? Versus Mark Wahlberg, that, oh, I'm a lion, I'm gonna go eat you in the middle of the ocean or whatever. No, it's way more than that. And that's why Will Ferrell wants to be just in the office, you know, something chill, calm, because he has a wild side.
Yeah.
He has a really wild side. He was a pimp, like we mentioned. I don't know. I just, that Will Ferrell is un loquito.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. I think my favorite character, maybe in the whole movie, I really like Michael Keaton's character in the movie.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
It's just a great actor.
He's just phenomenal.
He is. I love him.
After Adam West, of course, bless you, Ana Karen just sneezed in the background. I told you all, I did warn you all that she was going to come out in some form or shape. Anyways, going back to Michael Keaton, well, he played Batman in two movies. So that's, as a little boy, that's where I first saw Michael Keaton act in the Batman movies. But I really like how he's a captain of the precinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
In New York, because this is the New York Police Department.
Ping-pong. What are you doing, ping-pong?
He's also in the new Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland.
Or in, back in 2014, where he came out in the Birdman. That
the
was a
Birdman.
Good movie.
Birdman, which won an Oscar for Best Picture. Anyway, so Michael Keaton's really funny in the movie. When he's the captain, he has like this funny moments where like he gets everyone together and he's like, oh, okay, guys, let's come together. No, just, you guys are too close. Like, you know, just a little further. Not quite. Just a little closer. We're right there. And he has a bunch of funny scenes. Like, as you all can recall, they take away Will Ferrell's character gun and they give him
the wooden gun.
They give him a wooden gun.
But then they take that wooden gun.
And what do they give him?
A rape whistle.
That's hilarious. Let's see.
But speaking of Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Will Ferrell is also a great actor. Let's not forget everything he's done.
Okay, time out. Just before you say anything else. Michael Keaton, he's a great role model. Why? He has two jobs.
In the movie, though.
And then, what is he? He's the manager at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Reference to...
Didn't he do that to explore his son's bisexuality or something?
Yes.
Like that?
No, but reference into last week's episode from The Click,
you haven't even heard.
Bed Bath
&
Beyond with...
What?
Christopher Walken.
Andrea, would you...
No,
want
no,
to do the impersonation of Christopher Walken since...
Okay, Andrea, your time to shine. Go
no,
for it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
No, yeah, yeah,
no,
you
no,
already
no,
brought it up.
Shit.
You have to do it.
No, I'm not
going to
do it. But going back to Will Ferrell, guys.
No.
He's such a good actor from Anchorman to Elf.
To Step Brothers. What else?
The other movie called Going... Is it Going Hard with Kevin
no,
Hart?
It's actually Get Hard.
Going Hard.
I mean, he was going hard at it, right? It was a pretty good movie, but it wasn't all there. But anyways, back to the other guys, right? As we all know, Mark Wahlberg was a bully, where he learned how to
he learned a lot of things sarcastically, right?
Yes.
Make reference to
for
it.
Bullying people, he learned how to. He was a great dancer. He got moves that no one in that ballet academy had seen before.
Mm-hmm. We also have Eva Mendes in the movie, right?
Yeah.
And well, she is the wife of Will Ferrell's character, which Terry, which is Mark Wahlberg's character, totally falls in love. That's another funny scene when they meet for the first time. I think she's like a nurse, right? She works in a hospital.
Yeah.
And
he just doesn't understand how they're a couple.
Right. Tell us why. You just saw it recently.
Yeah, because Eva Mendes is such a beautiful.
No, okay, let's cut the crap, person. Man. She's hot as shit.
She is. And then you see Will Ferrell and you're like,
Yeah.
You know? But throughout the movie, you see all these beautiful women just hit on Will Ferrell's character.
Wait,
nonstop.
Wait, pause. I forgot. I'm not getting this in the back. Well, Eva Mendes is pretty hot, right?
I don't find her attractive, but that's just me.
Anna Karen doesn't know. She's a girl. And she likes boys, right?
I'm a girl and I like boys too. What are you trying to say?
Oh, well, do you find Eva Mendes hot or no?
Yeah, she's an attractive woman.
No.
Hot.
Yeah, I guess.
Hot or attractive? Like the Hilary Swank argument in The Office.
I don't know if Hilary Swank is pretty.
No, well, okay. No, okay. Eva Mendes is really pretty. Yeah.
She's really pretty.
Okay.
She really is really pretty.
Going back to the scene where Terry meets Eva Mendes' character for the first time. Tell us about it.
He just can't believe it.
But he did. No, but okay.
And then as they're leaving, they have dinner and everything.
Well, let me pause right there because you're skipping like.
Oh, I'm skipping a lot of scenes. But
Terry doesn't believe
that they're married. And then he sees the way Will Ferrell's character talks to his wife. And he's in complete shock. It's like, don't disrespect her because she's like. Because he's just telling her, you look ugly with what you're wearing. This food's disgusting.
Who serves asshole to their husbands for dinner?
And then he's just like, dude, cool it with the attitude or like stop with the language.
And Terry is always asking her, like, are you really Terry's wife? I mean, not Alan.
Alan's wife.
Alan's wife. Like, yeah. Like, oh, okay, man. Like, all right. Like,
let's be real.
Let's be real. Who is she? He can't believe that it's her, and then once they leave, Terry just leaves and like he totally disregards Alan and
he says
like,
goodbye too.
Bye, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Alan's like, oh, maybe Terry didn't hear me. Like, oh, see you, Terry. Yeah.
Bye,
Alan, go back inside.
Bye, Sheila.
Or also, see you, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
When they go to. They're investigating the scaffolding business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go to Urshan's thing or whatever. And then
he has like Urshan has like a firm, right?
Yes, he has a firm and he hands him water with cucumber.
Oh, that's a good scene.
Right? So then they're like,
they get to his office, right?
Yes. How would you like courtside tickets to the Knicks? And I don't know who they were playing against. So like, yeah. So they're in the game. Then they realize they've been bribed, right? They go back.
But Alan doesn't know this.
Yes. They don't realize it, right? So then they go back. And then I believe the second water was with cucumber. Water and cucumber? No.
Cucumber. Well, I think the second time they go. No, but like when
the second time they go, they get bribed with Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
Tickets.
But I want to go back to like the when they're at the basketball game. Courtside, like Alan realizes there, and there's a scene, and he's like, "I don't know, man. I feel like this is much like a bribe."
Yeah.
And then Terry's
didn't
like,
"Did he get hit on by Brooke Shields too?"
I think so. Yeah, the game. And then Terry's like, "What are you talking about? This is a bribe. We took the bribe." And then the second time they go, I think Urshan is something like, "Oh, with his assistant. Oh, two glacier waters with Mediterranean lines." And then like Terry's like, "No, we're not here for the water." And Alan's like, "Oh wait, no water. I was very much looking forward for a water." And then that's when they get bribed with the Jersey Boys tickets,
mm-hmm.
right?
And they love that one.
More Alan, right?
More Alan, yeah. No, they both did.
Yeah.
And then they realize they got bribed again.
Yeah.
So So what was Alan before? We all know he was a pimp. But do we know how he met Sheila?
Oh, that's when
she had to suck the poison out of his ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I mean it's.
Well, tell us about the story about how they met.
Well, it was a dark night at the hospital, I guess, right? And she saw a pimp with tattoos, I guess.
The grills,
right? And his pimp name was Gator.
Gator.
So he saw him there laying down in bed, all drugged up. And then she went up to him and pretty much sucked the poison, right? We don't see where she sucks the poison out. But
you're assuming that it has to be.
It happens, yes. And it was from the rectum.
It happens. Are you speaking from experience or anything like that?
No, I saw it in a Animal Planet. Oh. Poisonous snake bit someone in the ass and... Well, here I am.
Yeah. What's another scene that you like? I'm asking you because you just saw it like a week ago, and I've been wanting to watch it again on Netflix.
That one scene where he's outside, I believe, Sheila's parents' house, and then Sheila's mom comes out to deliver a message.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of those like very like TMI type of.
No, you can say it.
And then
what was the TMI?
I can't remember them word for word, right?
But it was sexual.
But it was just about them just sexual, what they want to do when they see each other again.
But they want to turn off every single alarm they have in the house.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They want to have a sex marathon.
There you
for
go.
3 days.
This game remembers.
Fuck yeah.
And then he says something to the mom, and the mom's like, oh my God. And then Sheila tells something to her mom, back to the mom, goes back. Alan tells it, like, it's just a back and forth thing until... The mom's like, I can't anymore. And that's when she dresses up as her mom and meets Terry outside. I mean, Alan.
Yeah.
Not Terry.
And then they go at it like.
Yeah, they go at it. Even with the walker included.
Mm-hmm.
There was a walker there and they still used it for sex.
They did definitely did.
Yeah. So who shot Derek Jeter?
Oh, okay. So at the beginning of the movie, Terry goes to
counseling
because, so basically Terry has like he was destined, so to speak, to have a great career in law enforcement, right?
Yeah.
But one day when he was, I guess he was just working at a game
at that time it was. Bronx, I think it was still the Bronx.
You know about baseball, so
I don't think it was the Yankee Stadium. It could have been the Bronx. Derek Jeter was playing. So according to Red, we don't see any baseball.
Well, Jeter doesn't come out, right?
Like, he comes out.
He comes out, right?
Yes.
The actual
Derek Jeter
comes out.
There's no playing, right? He's just walking down the tunnel, right?
He has a cameo.
Yeah, and from a distance. Terry can only see his shadow, right? So like, hey, stop there, right there, right?
Okay, because he's coming from like a tunnel, right?
Yes, he's coming into the tunnel. He has a bat, right? So like, hey, stop right there. I told you to stop right there. He pulls out his gun and boom. It's like, damn, man. He shot Derek Jeter. And well, it was pretty sad, right? Because according to the movie, we're in the movie. It cost the Yankees a championship game. So people hated him.
It was game 7,
yes.
Right? In the storyline, it was like game 7.
Yeah, Terry was the most hated person, or was the most hated person there in New York.
Yeah, that was hilarious. We also got a, there's also another funny scene that we just watched, because we were watching some clips of funny scenes before we started the episode.
Bad cop, bad cop.
Well, you can talk about Bad Cop, but the one that I liked is the despot.
Mm.
Because then basically they go to... So Alan's character at the beginning of the movie, he's just doing paperwork at the precinct. And so two other officers approach him while he's at his desk. And he's like, hey, you know, the guys and I, we were talking, how come you've never done a despot? How come you never fired your gun inside the office? And then Alan's response to that is hilarious. You know, guys, I know you all don't respect me as a police officer, but not true. Like, and then they talk him into it. They tell him, you know, we honor the flag. and you crap on it every time you don't fire your gun inside of the office. So they start, and then they even ask another officer who's like 10, 20 feet away from where they're having this conversation, like, hey, when was the last time we had a dust bowl? And they're like, September 09. Like, you know what? Just, you know, take out your gun, take a shot. And they actually convince him, and he discharges his weapon inside the office. It was really funny.
Yeah, like he left the holder. There was a hole, yeah.
And that's, well, going back to what Andrea was talking about earlier, that's how he ends up with a wooden gun and then eventually with a rake pistol. Okay, but tell us about the scene that you like that we just saw.
Well, the scene was backup, because Mark Wahlberg's character, who is
Terry,
was supposed to be bad cop and he was supposed to be good cop. But I guess Alan didn't listen, or I don't know.
He misunderstood.
He
said bad cop.
So then Alan just loses control and just wrecks the office and tumbles, like, just tackles him down and tries to, like, scare him shitless because he saw Terry be the bad guy and he's like, I need to be a better guy. Like, I need to scare him even more. And it was so dumb. But it's just the perfect ride of dumb.
All right, so now that we got some of the scenes that we like out of the way, we didn't really give a summary about the movie because, like we said, this movie has been out for 10 years and almost everyone has seen it. So, I mean, you should know what it's about, I think. But
if you haven't seen it, it's a good movie to watch when you're bored.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned multiple times on this podcast, like, it's like I give a day out of the week. Like, this is a movie to watch maybe like on a good Wednesday night and it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to win an Oscar. It's not going to win an Emmy or anything like that.
It's already too late for them to win something like that.
Did they ever win anything? I feel like maybe I'm just talking and maybe they won something and we don't even know.
I doubt
Google it. Okay. Check. But while Andrea checks, a lot of people, I feel like some people haven't seen it and are not interested. For example, Ana Karen has never seen it, and she hasn't seen it because she doesn't like Will Ferrell at all.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's been pretty, I don't want to say the R word, but.
What?
Yeah. You're being racist towards Will Ferrell.
Racist?
Oh, the other guys received the Best Comedy Film Award for 2010.
I just don't think he's funny.
At the annual Comedy Awards.
See?
Well,
I think
who's even heard about the Comedy Awards?
I have not heard of the Comedy Awards.
I've heard about the Nick Awards.
Nickelodeon Awards.
Yeah, it sounds like an MTV movie award. Like, yeah. Who gives
like,
a shit about
those?
Heard
about the awards? Oh, the Nickelodeon Awards? You mean the Teen Choice Awards?
I meant, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
Anyways, we'll be right back.
There's no commercials, is there?
No.
Okay.
No. We just keep talking. Keep talking until one of us comes up with something that's interesting, you know?
Yeah, no.
I'm just kidding. So I wanted to ask you all.
Mm-hmm.
You just saw it, like, well, like a week ago, you said, right?
Yes.
Why didn't he watch it before? Did you not hear about the movie? Did you not find it appealing? Or
I don't know. I think I just didn't find it appealing because I'm not a big Mark Wahlberg fan to begin with.
Okay.
And
why not? You don't think he's a good actor, or like, is he not good looking for you to be interested in him, or what?
No, it's just that he's never really interested me as much as. Like, as an actor.
As compared to others. Okay.
He's, like, on the same list as, like, Tom Cruise. Movies I don't really care to watch.
Mm. Okay, that's fair. Jorge, why do you think a lot of people like the movie a lot?
Oh, you have... I mean, there's always...
I like the movie a lot. I remember, for example, talking about this movie with Eduardo and, like, our buddies back in high school when the movie came out, and we thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I was talking about it today at work. The other coworkers, right? There are 40 some, almost 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking how about the scene, right? The scene where The Rock and Samuel Jackson are in the roof, right?
Uh-huh.
They're like, dude, it's pretty funny. Like, whoever didn't laugh at that scene, like, I don't know, something must be wrong with them.
Do you think it's like a guy movie? Because I feel like every guy I've talked to has seen this movie and finds it funny. Do you think it's a guy movie?
I think it's a guy movie. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it has all the ingredients.
I mean, yeah. I feel like I liked it a lot because it's super quotable. And I'm one of those guys that like can quote movies.
Right now that you mentioned quotes, Michael Keaton quoted TOC a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like, true. Hey,
what? What do you mean? Yeah, you quoted TOC. No. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. You definitely did. But yes, it's pretty good. I have a question for you, though.
For me? Yes. Okay.
Do you know who tells the story? Like, who's the narrator? You know how that voice in the background is?
Oh, that's true. I forgot that there was even someone in the background.
Do you know who it is?
No, do you know?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's actually Ice-T, baby.
No shit.
Yeah. I mean, not that I Googled it or anything, right? But it is.
You have your phone in your hand.
Ice-T, I would have bet money was, what's his other face? Ice Cube?
No, it doesn't sound like Ice Cube at all.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think so.
Well, I didn't know that, actually. I mean, I feel like I should, but I never, like,
yeah,
I was never interested in knowing who that was.
Because, I mean, it plays an important part, or not an important part, but it plays its role in the movie, you know, because it's not the same, right? But I guess it is Ice-T. It is Ice-T.
Hmm.
Now that I think about it, why is his name Ice-T? Because he likes ice teas, or just because
you're wondering, does he like Lipton, Nesty, or
yes, maybe. I mean, who knows? At this point, he might even enjoy an Arnold Palmer.
Maybe.
I was thinking about that.
Right, it could happen. I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
That's hilarious, Andrea.
Yeah.
Anything that you want to add?
I have a question.
Did you enjoy being on the podcast? Well, I know I promised you 13 going on 30, and I gave you the other guys, but we'll do 13 going on 30 sometimes. One of these days.
Hopefully. I know that movie like the back of my hand.
Yeah. About the... shit.
He was going to say... Because the last thing you said was George, and then it turned off.
Oh, yeah, about the Mark Wahlberg
like
thing.
What he thought.
Okay, so... About the movie, I can relate to Mark Wahlberg, right? He's always screaming, shouting for some reason. He's always stressed. He wants more, right? And what does he want? What does he really want?
To be a peacock.
He wants to be a peacock. You have to let him fly. Now, do peacocks fly?
Was that a hiccup?
It was.
Do peacocks fly? That's the real question.
I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They do fly.
They do fly.
They do fly.
Anyways, well, that's the episode for the other guys. Thank you for joining me in recording this.
No. Thank you. And I wish you nothing but the best. Hope you get a lot of followers with this episode, the other guys.
The other guys. Andrea, thank you. Anything you want to add?
Please review this podcast. Please be nice. This is my first podcast. That's it.
You don't... I give you permission to not be nice.
So. Okay.
Okay, be nice with Andrea and Jorge. You all don't have to be nice with me. I don't give a shit.
Okay, and also no animals were harmed in the recording of this.
They were?
They weren't.
Not.
They were not.
They were not.
They were not.
But next time we're going to talk about Toy Story.
Are we?
13 going on 30. And who knows? Maybe Despicable Me.
No, guys, those movies are not just 13 going on 30 because I told them that we were going to do one, but yeah,
so
probably not.
Para nuestros amigos latinos, la siguiente película que vamos a hablar, vamos a estar transmitiendo, comentar un poco, va a ser la de Y Tu Mamá También.
Es correcto, le dije a Jorge que vamos a hacer una película en español, porque nunca hemos hecho un podcast en español, así que va a ser, y tu mamá también. All right, guys, have a good night.